Good evening, dear music lovers. Once again, music of languorous grace greets our ears as we enter the realm of rhapsody for a brief sojourn in a dream world of music and romance. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for a quarter hour of the great classics, romantically interpreted by those master musicians, Les Arcos qui sont, under the direction magnifique of their celebrated celebrity, Monsieur François de Morne. Mais à continuer notre programme pour ce soir, pardon, s'il vous plaît. It is most difficult not to lapse into my native tongue. To continue, included among our celebrities are the esteemed virtuosi, the Messrs. Wilhelm Banden, Abraham Rapp, Villistoso Lane, and Chil Sanovich Bruce. And, of course, the lovely jewel of our store of treasures, Edeltraut Jodelheimer. The jumping beans, as we so often refer to our charming friends, gently rock the cradle of fond memory. And gaily and delicately, with mincing footsteps, we tread the floor of an 18th century music salon to find ourselves listening to the plaintive strains of a tenderly nostalgic melody. The charming romance of an eastern sky tinted with the beauty of fading day is picturesquely presented in this imaginative arrangement of Ride, Red, Ride. And now the tonal picture glows with the fire of a fantastic march. The tempo quickens and develops into the wild delights of revelry mounting to a brilliant climax in the closing theme. It is a work of vivid imaginative value, weird and spirited, yet strangely graceful and lovely. Universally beloved, this descriptive excerpt is imbued with a spirit of rare and elusive musical quality and delves into mystery and romance with intriguing pageantry. It is an interlude, unforgettable, the ever-beautiful Sweet Lorraine. ¶¶ Now, at last, dear friends, the moment has arrived for which you of our listening audience have been waiting. Yes, it is time for our bewitching prima donna to take her place upon the rostrum and to give forth with the beautiful cradle strains of a dulcet melody. Fire and texture of her thoughts are woven into her music as our very own Edeltraut sings with Spartan simplicity the fadelessly popular aria, Honeysuckle Rose.
Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows, Honeysuckle Rose. Now when you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows, Honeysuckle Rose. Don't buy sugar, you just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar, it's sweet when you stir it up. Now when I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your complexion, goodness knows, Honeysuckle Rose.
C'est superbe. C'est magnifique. I may see, madame, such charm, such elegant grace. But to return to our concert, we begin to quiet our hour with the gentle loveliness of a solemn and impressive composition. Following the rainbow trail of romantic melody, Les Arakokiso offer the stately strains of a paean of dusky magic. This music of intense warmth and eloquent inspiration creates a lovely tone scene of indescribable beauty. It is the light and delicate piece entitled simply, See What I Mean?
Thank you.
And so to the wondrous world of musical romance and color, we bid a reluctant adieu. However, this is Beans Taylor reminding you that Monsieur Darmond and his coterie of charming companions will be back next Monday at 7:30 p.m. and cordially inviting you to join us then. Good night and tally-ho. Jumping Beans has come to you as a full fidelity presentation of WGFM, the General Electric Company's frequency modulation station, Schenectady.